Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following three articles are from the online website Yahoo Finance. Our first article, Stock Market Today, NASDAQ, S&P 500 dive, snap three-day win streak as Trump preps auto tariffs. Written by Amalia Dabrowski, Karen Fryer, and Josh Schaefer. U.S. stocks losses intensified on Wednesday as the White House confirmed President Trump would announce new auto tariffs. The benchmark S&P 500 was down more than 1.1%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 0.4%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite led the losses, sliding over 2%. Tech leaders NVIDIA and Tesla were both down more than 5%. Stocks are on shifting sands as markets respond to changes in tone from Trump on coming tariffs. The White House press secretary said Wednesday that Trump would hold a press conference at 4 p.m. Eastern Time to announce new tariffs on auto imports, hitting Tesla and other auto stocks like GM and Ford. Meanwhile, Wall Street is focused on how flexible Trump will be in the reciprocal duties set to take effect on April 2nd. In another tone shift, Trump told Newsmax on Tuesday that he doesn't want to have too many exceptions to the levies, a potential swing back to the hard line seen earlier in March. Those threats directed at the EU and Canada fueled a sell-off that pushed the S&P 500 into correction territory. Also, the White House appears to be accelerating its plans for copper levies. Tariffs on copper imports could be coming within several weeks, months ahead of a deadline for implementing the measures, Bloomberg reported. Copper prices surged to a record on the heels of the news. In corporates, GameStop stock jumped over 11% after the video game retailer's approval of a plan to buy Bitcoin with its cash holdings. Orders for durable goods came in stronger than expected in February, data released Wednesday showed. The 0.9% rise topped expectations for a drop of 1%, but undershot January's 3.3% reading. Next, NVIDIA sees robots as its next big market opportunity. Written by Daniel Howley. NVIDIA continues to ride the AI wave as cloud giants Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft snatch up as many of its data center chips as they can. And while shares of the chip company are off 10% year-to-date, they're still up 27% over the past 12 months and more than 700% since 2023. Revenue is also soaring, jumping from $27 billion during the company's fiscal 2023 to $130 billion in fiscal 2025. But during NVIDIA's GTC event last week, CEO Jensen Huang repeatedly made the case for the company's next major AI innovation, robotics. Huang is looking to use NVIDIA's digital AI prowess to grow what he calls physical AI, including self-driving cars and humanoid robots. "We are world-class with robotic safety. I believe this expertise is going to pay off someday," the CEO said during a press briefing during the conference. "We've been investing in this area for 10 years now. It's a multi-billion dollar business for us already, and I think it's going to be one of the largest businesses for the company long term," Huang added. A quick tour of NVIDIA's GTC showcase at the San Jose McEnery Convention Center offered a glimpse at NVIDIA's robotics ambitions, with exhibits ranging from robotic arms to human-sized bipedal robots. On one side of the large hall, the company displayed its own prototype of a robotic ultrasound machine as an example of how businesses can take advantage of its technologies. The voice-activated bot included a single mechanical arm with a camera and scanner. "When I told it to perform a liver scan, it quickly located the organ on a dummy torso and performed the procedure. A display mounted behind the setup showed the live results, which I can only assume is what a liver looks like on an ultrasound. I'm a reporter, not a doctor." In the next stall, Agility Robots showed off its digit robot as it grabbed items off a faux store shelf and put them into a shopping basket, completing the task over and over again like some kind of Sisyphean nightmare. A litany of other robotic arms and a Boston Dynamics bot were also on display at the event. Huang is banking on robot makers relying on a three-computer system that NVIDIA has developed to train and run the machines. The first system includes NVIDIA's DGX AI systems, which customers use to develop AI robot models. Then, there's the NVIDIA Omniverse system, which customers use to train their robotic models to navigate the real world in a virtual setting. The idea is to ensure customers can subject their robot's AI models to a litany of potential scenarios, ranging from falling downstairs to crashing into walls to trying to avoid falling air conditioners without having to put them, or the people around them, in any real-world danger. You want to simulate millions of miles of a car driving, test it out beforehand, and then deploy it. NVIDIA Vice President of Omniverse and Simulation Technology, Rev LeBaradian, told Yahoo Finance. And it's the same for all robots. I'm using cars as an example, but the robots we have in our factories. These are multi-million dollar factories. Any amount of downtime costs millions of dollars and opportunity cost, or they can be dangerous too. You don't want them hurting the robots themselves or hurting people that are also in those factories. The final component is NVIDIA's Jetson Thor onboard computer, which runs those trained AI models. Think of it as something of a robotic brain. Vehicles would use NVIDIA's AGX Thor. NVIDIA isn't the only company looking to capitalize on the promise of a robot-filled future. Amazon, Apple, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and Tesla are each working on some element of the robot ecosystem. Then, there are the practical hurdles companies must overcome before robots become a part of our everyday lives. Humanoid robots are still incredibly expensive, upwards of tens of thousands of dollars, and their batteries still don't last very long before needing a top-off. And while self-driving cars continue to expand to more cities, we're still some time from the day when you can hop in your car's driver's seat and take a nap on the way to the office. NVIDIA, however, has a history of continuing to develop technologies it believes in until they break into the market. Look no further than its graphics card software and AI capabilities. And if NVIDIA can do the same with robotics, it could be a whole new opportunity for the chip giant. And finally, OpenAI expects revenue will triple to $12.7 billion this year. Written by Bailey Lipschultz and Sharon Gaffery. OpenAI expects to more than triple its revenue this year to $12.7 billion, fueled by the strength of its paid artificial intelligence software, according to a person familiar with this matter. The San Francisco-based company generated $3.7 billion in annual revenue last year, said the person, who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss internal communications. OpenAI expects revenue will continue growing at a fast clip, more than doubling next year to $29.4 billion, the person said. OpenAI declined to comment. The New York Times reported in September that OpenAI was eyeing revenue of $11.6 billion for 2025. In the two-plus years since OpenAI introduced its ChatGPT chatbot, the company has rolled out a range of subscription offerings for consumers and businesses. In September, OpenAI said it hit 1 million paid users for the corporate versions of ChatGPT. More recently, the company added a $200 monthly ChatGPT Pro option with access to its most advanced AI models. OpenAI is also mulling charging thousands of dollars a month for certain AI products. While revenue is soaring, OpenAI is also confronting significant costs from the chips, data centers, and talent needed to develop cutting-edge AI systems. OpenAI does not expect to be cash flow positive until 2029, the person said, a year when it projects revenue will top $125 billion. OpenAI is in talks to raise as much as $40 billion in a funding round led by SoftBank Group Corporation at a valuation of up to $300 billion, Bloomberg News reported in January. The company has also been in talks with regulators to restructure from a nonprofit into a more conventional for-profit public benefit corporation. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.